Lahan contempt trial is postponed by Hill. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 16th May, 1914, page 3, column 1. Detective, in answer, explains why Negro witness was taken away. Dan S. Lahan, the William J. Burns aide, filed with his attorneys yesterday an explanation of his action in removing Annie Maud Carter, the Negro woman witness in the Frank case, from the jurisdiction of Fulton County Superior Court. Lahan appeared before Judge Ben Hill Friday morning to answer to the demand to show cause why he should not be adjudged in contempt of court for the removal of the Carter woman. The hearing was postponed indefinitely on account of the sudden illness of Judge Hill. Lahan asserts in his reply that the order citing him to court defines no matters which are alleged to have taken place in the court, and that no judgment, process, or action of the court has been disobeyed by him or his agents. Objection is made to the statement that the Carter woman was dispatched from the city for the purpose of otherwise impeding, hindering, or delaying the court in the fair, impartial, and just administration of the law, on the ground that the language is too indefinite and uncertain. Lahan declares that he is not guilty in act or intent of the offense of contempt of court, and avers that his action in removing the woman was to ensure her presence in the court at the proper time and to prevent her from being coerced or violently treated by the police and detectives. Lahan is represented by the firm of Little, Powell, Hooper, and Goldstein. Judge Arthur Powell of this firm represents his chief, William J. Burns. Frank Hooper, also a member of this firm, assisted Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey last summer in the prosecution of Leo Frank. Detective Burns has not yet returned to the city. He is remaining at the bedside of his wife, who, according to reports from New York, is critically ill.